Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As we get closer to the start of NFL football tonight, opening night, Thursday night football, the NFL is back. I take a look at what the NFC East as a whole looks like and where the Giants might project in that. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a Giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens, New York Giants on SI. That's where you need to be at to get all of your New York Giants news and information. I just dropped the New York Giants story over there on fantasy football and the Giants that can help you in fantasy football, even where or what type of leagues they're best suited for. Go check that out. And check out anything that's going on the New York Giants on SI website. Also, make sure you subscribe. We still got a few days, right? We could do it. We could get to 2,000, right? Right? Millions upon millions of Giants fans. We only need a small little handful to get us to 2,000 before Sunday. New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. Make sure that you subscribe there. Follow me at Gene Clemens anywhere that you do social media at. X, Instagram, everywhere. And if you want, go over to Coach Gene Clemens, the YouTube channel, and follow me over there as well when I start dropping my additional coverage that doesn't come over here to New York Giants on SI. The New York Giants are in an interesting position, right? And I don't want to take credit for this, because even though I believe it, but the person that put it in the air, El Jefe from New York Revival. Shout out to him. Shout out to New York Revival. Check out the new skit that he just dropped yesterday. It's hilarious. But he said that the Giants, like, floor to ceiling window is so big that they could legitimately be like a 4-win team or a 10-win team. Like, that's how big the variance is. I don't want to necessarily say that I think they're going to be a 10-win team, but I think they have the potential to be a 10-win team, because for as good as we think the Eagles are, right? For as good as we think the Eagles are, for as well as we know the Dallas Cowboys play in the regular season, they're not unbeatable. We don't know what Washington is. And so within the division, you've got six games that you could have an opportunity to win. Now, people might say, well, the Giants aren't beating the Eagles. Yeah, but if there's anybody that, quote unquote, shouldn't beat the Eagles, but could beat them, it's the Giants, because they know them the best. They understand them the best. They dissect them the best. They have intimate knowledge of the Eagles. That's what happens in division. That's why you saw last year the Kansas City Chiefs lose and struggle with the Oakland Raiders, because the Raiders are in division, right? For context, that's why you see it. So shout out to El Jefe, and make sure that you follow him on all his socials. For that variance, the Giants could be a 4-win team. The Giants could be a 10-win team. Obviously, you and I should be hoping for the 10-win team, right? Because that's just a more fun season. We should be hoping for the 10-win team. We should be prepared for the 4-win team. And this is why. Because the variance between winning and losing is so small, it's so finite, that if one or two things go wrong in a game, with injuries, with emotions, then you can end up with a bad season, right? You can end up losing games that you're not supposed to lose. You can end up going on a losing streak that you're not going to go, that you should not have gone on. And you could end up having a worse season than you originally should have had. I think about the conversation that I had with Darren Waller over the summer, where he told me, you know, about injuries. He says, yeah, you know, when I hurt myself, I the next week I tried to fight through it. And if I had just taken that next week off, I probably would have been fine going forward. But because I tried to play through it for the team, I injured it worse, and now I was out for several weeks, right? So just think about that, because last year, at the time when he went out, was critical, because he was out around the same time that Daniel Jones was out. So now your backup quarterback and your third-string rookie undrafted free agent quarterback, they don't have one of their receiving weapons to get the ball to. That's the law of unintended consequences, right? That's the ripple effect. That's the ripple effect. He tried to do something good, which was play through an injury for the team, and it ended up being something bad, because now when he gets hurt worse and his presence isn't there, now it affects everybody on the team. Right? That's what I mean about finite things, small things, adjustments here and there that can turn a good season bad. That can make it so that a season that should be a good season ends up being a season that's not so good. So it'll be interesting to monitor that with the Giants to figure out whether or not those small little things go in the Giants' favor or go against the Giants, right? Do Giants get injured, or do the Giants face teams that are dealing with injury, right? Do the Giants make plays that they don't normally make, or do the Giants face teams that are making plays that they don't normally make? Are the guys who get close to a football, are they knocking the football down, or are they picking the football off? Because that's the difference between more possessions or giving the offense another opportunity to get it right. In our in my football game that my team had last Friday, we got beat badly. But it wasn't that we played horribly. It was that we didn't play consistently, right? I'll give you an example. Our defense would stop. We were playing a team that ran heavy run sets, T formations, trap power, you know the game, right? And we couldn't stop trap consistently. We would stop them, and then on a third down and 8, they ran trap. And instead of our guys doing what they knew they were supposed to do, the way they were supposed to do, they did something else. And guess what happened? That trap was out the gate. It was out the gate. That's what we dealt with. And that's what can be the difference in the Giants season. They can do everything right, and then do one thing wrong. And it's catastrophic. That's part of what we love so much about football. Like, when we start to strip away the stuff that's superficial, when we start to strip away the fantasy football, and we strip away the tailgates, right? And we strip away the weekly pools, the office pools, and the sports betting and the survivor pools, and it's just the football. What we love about football is the way that they've set this game up. Is that there is no reason why any team in the NFL can't go from worst to first immediately. Every year we see it. Last year, the Houston Texans were picking third or second. Right? Second. They were picking second. They took a rookie quarterback. That year, they were in the playoffs. It happens all the time. The Los Angeles Rams, right? The Los Angeles Rams, they had a quarterback take them to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff. He took them to a Super Bowl. They said, this ain't going to work. After another year, they got him out of there. They traded away the franchise quarterback and brought in an old quarterback who had never been anywhere in Matthew Stafford. He had never won anything of significance, not in college, not in the pros. They brought him in. They sold out, like went all in on the championship, and it worked. And then the next year, they had to tear it all down, because when you spend all that draft capital and you pay these people that money, your cap screwed up. You don't have draft picks. They had one bad season, and they were right back in the thick of things. And now they're looked at as somebody that has a chance to make a run at a title. That's what's so fantastic about the NFL. That's what's so great about the NFL. And that's why New York Giants fans, you should always have hope for your team, because we don't know what the product is going to be until we see it live in real games. Right? That's why the variance. They could be a 4-win team. They could be a 10-win team. But what about the other teams? Let's look at it, right? Because if you just asked me to rank them right now, I'm going to say Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Washington. And I'm only saying Giants, Washington, because I don't really know, right? I don't really know what each team is going to look like. I can just base it off of what I see from the other teams that tell me they may not be there yet. I could be 100% wrong. I doubt it. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so Philadelphia is your number one team. It's obvious. They have the most talent out of all of the teams when it comes to offense. I don't know if they have more talent defensively than Dallas has. I don't know if they have more talent than any of the other teams defensively. I think they have more continuity of players, right? because it can't be a scheme because they didn't have a new defensive coordinator. So defensively, I don't know if they're any better, but offensively, they've got weapons everywhere. They've got weapons everywhere. It starts with Jalen Hurts and the ability to play legitimate 11-on-11 football. His threat with the run, with his running game, opens up passing lanes. His threat with the running game opens up running lanes for his running backs. If you remember what DeAndre Swift did last year, you take DeAndre Swift out, you put Saquon Barkley in, it's an improvement. If you get a healthy Dallas Goedert, right? They added the Washington receiver, Dotson, to be the number three receiver. Hopefully, if he's up to speed. You know about A.J. Brown. You know about Devontae Smith. Yes, right? Yes. They lost Jason Kelce as a center. But the center that's replacing Jason Kelce is almost a Jason Kelce hand-picked replacement. See, Jason Kelce isn't just like a funny dude who just got a $100 million deal for his podcast with his brother. He's also one of the nicest dudes and one of the dudes who cares the most about the game. So he didn't want to leave the Eagles high and dry. So he took it upon himself to personally mentor and get that center ready. You don't see that a lot of times. Why? Because most times these guys are just thinking about keeping their jobs. And I don't blame them, right? Because the NFL is fickle. They'll get rid of you in a heartbeat. The moment that they think that you are no longer what you were, it's rare that you see a guy like Kelce be able to walk out under his own power with the ability to still play, right? With the ability to still play. You don't normally see that. And so that is to the benefit of the Eagles because Jason Kelce was, and probably will continue to be a mentor for those guys on the offensive line, which means the continuity isn't really lost at all what they do. A healthy Jalen Hurts.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
New offensive scheme that I think will make Jalen Hurts look more like Dak Prescott, right? Play more like Dak Prescott plays, which, by the way, in the regular season is phenomenal, except now when Dak Prescott would scramble and it would look kind of cringy because he's not that type of runner, it's Jalen Hurts doing it. Now it's Jalen Hurts running the ball. So Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles, I almost said 76ers, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be a tough out for anybody, not just for people in the NFC East, for anybody. They have a legitimate chance if everything falls right and they don't implode like they did last year. That was interesting to watch, right? Like, if nothing goes wrong, then they have a chance to go back to the Super Bowl. They have as good a chance as any to get to the Super Bowl in New Orleans this year, by the way. Come on, Giants. The Dallas Cowboys have had an offseason where people have been trying to get their money. CeeDee Lamb has been trying to get his money. Micah Parsons has been trying to get his money. Dak Prescott's up for a contract extension. All of these guys are going to be big money guys. These are not guys that positions where teams go, nah, we'll let them walk, right? Quarterback, wide receiver, especially number one wide receiver, bordering on league-wide wide receiver number one. That's not the place you let them walk. Rush end or outside linebacker, edge rusher, whatever you want to call Micah Parsons, elite level explosiveness getting to the quarterback, that's not the guy you let get to free agency. It's all big money guys. But they've been managing, right? And as much as people try to put Mike McCarthy on the hot seat every year, by the way, every single year that Mike McCarthy has been the head football coach with Dallas, people have talked about Mike McCarthy needing to be fired as the head football coach in Dallas. I want to explain something to fans, because especially to Giants fans, because I think it's important to note, right? It's hard to win. It's hard to win football games. It just is, right? Like, I don't really know any other way of laying it out for you, but it's just difficult to win football games. And Mike McCarthy has won a lot of football games as a head coach. I remember when he was with the Green Bay Packers as the head coach, and everybody said, oh, well, he's only winning games because he has Aaron Rodgers. He was the head football coach at Green Bay for 12 seasons, right? He was the head football coach in Green Bay for 12 seasons. And in 12 seasons, right, I'm going to go down his record with Green Bay. 8-8, 13-3, 6-10, 11-5, 10-6, Super Bowl, 15-1. Hey, by the way, that 15-1 season, guess who they lost to? You guessed it, the New York Giants. 11-5, New York Giants. They lost to the Giants in the divisional round, by the way. 11-5, 8-7, 12-4, 10-6, 10-6. And then he had a 7-9 and a 4-7 season that got him released. I want y'all to listen to that. He had one bad season, one 7-9 season. If I'm not mistaken, it might have been a season where Aaron Rodgers was hurt. And then the next year, they started off the season poorly, and around midway to the back half of the midway through, towards the end of the season, he got fired. It only took one not great season, a 7-9 season. And the next year, he was gone. That, to me, is crazy. Right? Now, the Green Bay Packers have seemed to figure it out, but it ain't like they're like Super Bowl contenders or something. Right? Anyway, he takes over Dallas. And in his first year in Dallas, he goes 6-10. And the next 3 years have been 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. I'm going to say that again. 12-12-12. If we're keeping it being, right? If the Joe Shane regime had gone 12-5, 12-5, and 12-5, no one would be talking about Brian Daboll getting fired. They'd be talking about him as a Hall of Famer. Right? So I want you to understand this is what you're dealing with in the NFC East right now. Mike McCarthy's a good coach. He's a good coach. And they're going to be a formidable team. They're going to likely win double digits this year. You know why? Because that's just what Mike McCarthy does. They have the weapons, right? CeeDee Lamb got his money. He's happy. Dak Prescott knows somebody's going to pay him. He knows somebody's going to pay him. CeeDee Lamb is the focus. They've got a kind of hodgepodge backfield, right? Where they've got some old veteran dudes and then some young unproven guys. But here's the thing. While everyone's laughing at what their backfield looks like, their backfield is still talented. Ezekiel Elliott is still a talented running back. He's just older, right? Dalvin Cook is still a talented running back. He's just older. Like, when Dalvin Cook got released from the Vikings, he didn't get released because he was bad. He got released because the Vikings didn't want to pay him. And he got released at a time that made it hard for him to latch on somewhere where he could get a legitimate shot. And so he kind of like bounced around, ended up last year, ended up with the Jets, where they had Breece Hall, right? And a plethora of other young backs. You're not going to keep him there. But now in Dallas, we'll see. One of those guys are going to emerge as the lead runner. Even if they go by committee, it'll be more like what they did with Zeke and Pollard, right? So whether it's Rico Dowdell or Dowdle, whether it's Zeke, whether it's Dalvin Cook, whether it's Deuce Vaughn, who I think is the most dynamic of all those backs, who, regardless of who it is, however that shakes out, it's going to be beneficial, right? And so they have talent at the running back position. You know their offensive line is always strong. They always draft well. They always develop well on the offensive line. Defensively is where the question marks are. What will they be? We know they have an explosive front. We know they can get to the quarterback. But if they don't get to the quarterback, can they cover on the back end? If the D-line doesn't get it done, can a linebacker stay healthy? Can they be pluses as tacklers? For all intents and purposes, the Dallas Cowboys situation defensively mirrors something similar to the Giants situation defensively. Now, I think Bobby Okereke is a better linebacker than anything they have over there playing linebacker. But outside of Okereke, kind of similar. A bunch of guys who have talent but miss tackles. So I think Dallas offensively probably more stable than the Giants, and that's why you have to put them above the Giants as far as, you know, how they finish in the division. But that's the variance. If for some reason the Cowboys are not the Cowboys, that is where the Giants get the opportunity to advance. Because Washington, in my opinion, has more questions than New York. Yes, they have a quarterback that I love in Jaden Daniels. But who's he throwing the ball to, right? And yeah, I know. They have a guy. But is he really a guy, right? Because I feel like he's a Slayton. He's a guy who has operated as a number one, but is probably most suited to be a high-level number two. I think he's like a Slayton. Call me crazy. They have good running backs. They have good running backs, but are they dynamic running backs? They have Austin Ekeler coming in. I don't know what Austin Ekeler has left in the tank. And not because, you know, he's getting older or whatever, but because, like, he's never really been able. He's never really been able to string together health, right? Seasons of health. He's never been able to be a bell cow back. So he's coming in to be the number two to Robinson. And I think that Robinson is just a back. I don't know if there's anything dynamic about him. He runs tough, right? We know he's tough as nails, but what's the dynamics, right? Where is the, you know, that sauce? So I don't know. And then their offensive line is like pedestrian. They were not very good last year. And the Giants had their way with that offensive line last year. I expect things to be kind of the same unless Cliff Kingsbury coming in changes the math. And that's the unknown, right? But I can't give them more than what I gave. I can't give them more credit than what I'm going to give to the Giants because, right? Nah, we're not doing that. So defensively, they had a ton of defensive talent. Now they don't have as much of it because they traded it away because they didn't want to pay all of those deep. See, here's what happens when you pick a lot of people at a premium position. When you pick a lot of people at a premium position, you eventually have to pay all those people at a premium position premium money. And when you don't want to pay them premium money and people know that you're not going to pay them premium money, you can't get premium picks for them. So they were trading away Sweat. They traded away Chase, right? Chase Young. They traded away Sweat. And they didn't get premium picks for two young elite level rushers. They just got picks. Not premium picks, not even necessarily picks that turn into, you know, regularly like turn into starters. They got picks that have coin flips attached to them. That's bad business, in my opinion. So yeah, Washington is fourth. But with the chance to move because we don't know what that offense is going to be with that Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury combination. So Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Washington. And not for nothing, I could see a world where it's Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Washington. I can see a world where that happens. I don't know if the Giants have what it takes this year to usurp Philadelphia, unless there's a full-on implosion in Philadelphia, which there could be, right? But I just don't see it, and so I can't sit here and lie to you and be like, oh, yeah, no, they could be better than the Eagles. I don't know that. But they could be better than the Cowboys. They could. I really do and truly feel that. Like, their ceiling, remember at the beginning, the ceiling of 10 is the Cowboys. The floor of 4 is Washington. So the Giants could finish, to me, as high as second in the division, but also finish dead last. That's how it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy football being back. We are now T-minus 3 days until we are rooting for the Giants again. Until we are rooting for Big Blue one more time. Before we get to see Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers and Wandale and all of those backs and that revamped offensive line and that defense get unleashed for real. I can't wait. I know you can't wait. Football is officially back. Make sure that you go to New York Giants on SI for all of your New York Giants news and information. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a Giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.